Michael Jordan, who retired as a basketball player last month, will not resume his career as a basketball executive, at least not in Washington, D.C. Jordan and the Washington Wizards announced yesterday that he would not become the team's CEO once again, ending weeks of speculation about his future in Washington. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
3 years ago, this looked like a match made in heaven. You got the struggling franchise, greatest player ever, looking for a new start. What went wrong?
Just about everything, to be honest. This became as the basketball turns. Jordan was not a good executive. The only move he made as an executive that succeeded was signing Michael Jordan as a player for the last 2 years. Every other player he brought in, he completely remade the team. He changed coaches three different times. Nothing worked, and he ended up in a quarrel with Abe Pollin, the owner, in quarrels with other players on the team. The organization was divided into a Jordan camp and a Pollin camp, and it almost inevitably had to end this way. And, you know, Jordan's a smart guy, and he learns from making mistakes, and he hasn't made many in his life as a basketball player. But as you know, frequently, great players don't make great coaches or great executives. I'm sure he'll get another chance, probably in Charlotte with the new expansion team, but this was a complete and utter failure, and it's really embarrassing for him to end this way.
Well, he tried baseball, maybe the PGA.
You know, he loves golf and talks often about playing on the senior tour someday, but his golf really isn't as good as his baseball, and he was about a 202 hitter in minor league baseball, so I think he'll probably stick to basketball this time.
Well, Jordan's not the only big name to lose a big-time job in the past week.
No, I mean, it's been quite a week. Mike Price, who was the new coach, football coach at Alabama, had never coached a game, ended up in a strip club a couple weeks ago while playing in a golf tournament, and he's fired as a result of things that happened later that night and the next morning, including a stripper showing up in his hotel room and charging $1,000 worth of room service, a lot of food. To his room. And Larry Eustace, the very successful coach at Iowa State, basketball coach, was photographed at a fraternity party earlier this year after a loss at Missouri, and he's out of his job. He's now said that he's an alcoholic and he's going to seek treatment. You're talking about two high-profile coaches making more than $1 million a year who are now out of work because of things they did away from the court and the field.
Men behaving very badly,
and these are supposed to be role models. These are men who go into the homes of boys and say to their parents, I'm going to help your son become a better person. I'm going to be his role model and show him the right way, having nothing to do with sports, and clearly their ability to do that was compromised, and that's why they had to be fired.
What about second chances?
Well, everybody deserves a second chance, and I think these guys will get second chances, but you also have to pay the consequences when you commit acts like this. And these guys have paid a heavy price losing their jobs. And if they get the kind of treatment they need, I think they probably will get second chances because they're both accomplished coaches.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new golf book, Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, will be published next week.